Some people might say coffee doesn't need chocolate, but you're not some people. You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavors swirling together with cold brew, topped with velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles. That imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new caramel chocolate cold brew. It's a cold brew dream come true. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.
Hey there, it's Miller with Team Johnson, and I just wanted to let you know that this episode of Build Your Tribe is a little extra special today because it's brought to you by MarketingImpactAcademy.com. We only open registration once a year, and that time is now. Look, you already listened to this podcast, so I know you know the value Shalene and Brock bring. Just imagine that information on steroids, but you know, the healthy, non-GMO, organic kind. Bottom line, if you want to know how to start an online business, figure out your niche, build a better business presence online, whether it's through social media or email marketing, make cash fast, tips and tricks to crush your first course, baby offer and freemium, I mean, honestly, I can go on forever, but Brock has a show to do. But I will add this. Since our launch last year, we've added more than a dozen new professors and have brand new courses on everything from TikTok to Canva to book publishing to Shopify to podcasting. Plus, we update our content all the time because we're a little OCD about it being up to date. Because, hey, let's be honest, after 2020, you need to know how to pivot and find your thing and crush at that thing more than ever. So I invite you to check out MarketingImpactAcademy.com. We have seriously amazing things planned, and I'm just honored to be part of something that has truly helped thousands find their successful business path online. Head to MarketingImpactAcademy.com and we'll put you on our waitlist and you'll be the first to get notified when we open up registration. See you inside the Academy.
I lost out on $32,000. And in this episode, I'm going to tell you how that happened and how you can avoid making the same mistake that I made. Hey, what's up? My name is Brock Johnson, and welcome back to a Quick Tip Tuesday episode of Build Your Tribe. Today, I will be talking to you about one of the guiding principles within my own business life, and it's something that I have adopted from both my mom and my dad, something that they practice and preach in their own business life. And I'm going to share it with you so that hopefully you can avoid some of the mistakes that unfortunately we all end up making from time to time, and so you can actually find more financial freedom in your business. This guiding principle is something that my dad actually has tattooed on his arm, and I will tell you that exact phrase later on. But first, let's talk about what I was referencing at the very beginning of this episode. No, I was not referencing everything that happened last week within the stock market. And no, that's not what we're going to be talking about in today's episode. Whether you've heard about it enough, whether you have no idea what I'm talking about it, whether you're a stock market expert, or you know nothing about the stocks at all, last week was a crazy week. Last week, a lot happened in the stock market. And again, that's not what we're here to talk about today. A lot of people made a lot of money last week, and also a lot of people lost a lot of money. But that's not what I'm referencing. When I say I lost $32,000, that is very real. And that is something that when I say, I'm like, ugh, dang, I'm kicking myself. You know, that I think no matter who you are, $32,000 would be a nice lump sum of money to have in your bank account. I lost out on $32,000 because in early 2017, I purchased about $1,000 worth of Bitcoin. Now, this is not an episode to convince you to buy Bitcoin, so don't worry, you can put those red flag signals down. This isn't going to be an episode talking to you about Bitcoin and anything like that, but this is just the story of how I lost out on $32,000. In early 2017, I purchased about $1,000 worth of Bitcoin. At the time, it was starting to gain some popularity. I had watched some documentaries on it. I knew a little tiny bit about it. And I was like, well, I might as well invest some money. And, you know, maybe down the line here in a couple years, in 30 years, whatever, it takes off and I can cash out and make a bunch of money. That was the plan. Then around December of that year, the stock market wasn't doing so hot. And because of that, Bitcoin was kind of going crazy. It was skyrocketing through the roof. It was gaining national attention. People were talking about Bitcoin in the same way that they were talking about GameStop last week, in a similar way that people talked about TikTok earlier on in 2020. It was dominating the news cycle, and that was causing Bitcoin's price to skyrocket. In fact, a single Bitcoin was trading at over $19,000. That means that if I would have sold my Bitcoin stock at that time, I would have made quite a bit of money. It wouldn't have been millions, but I would have made a decent amount of money, especially for being, what was I, like a freshman in college at that point. But I decided to hold on to it. I decided to stick to my guns and my long-term investment strategy and say, you know, like it'll continue to go up. It'll be fine. It'll keep going up. But that's not what happened. The bubble burst and the price of Bitcoin plummeted. It went from $19,000 all the way back to like $1,000 per Bitcoin. And it was at that time that I started to get scared. I was like, well, what if it continues to go down? What if I continue to lose money? What if I never have the opportunity again to sell the Bitcoin and make as much money as I really can? So I ended up doing what's called taking a loss on the Bitcoin and selling it for, I think it was around $800 or $900. So in total, I lost about $100 to $200 on that Bitcoin investment. That was in 2017. If I would have held on to that $1,000 Bitcoin investment, if I hadn't had been scared and sold it way back in 2017, then today that investment would be worth around $33,000 or $32,000. Now again, is $32,000 or $33,000 the millions that you hear about on the news? No, but I think that just about any one of us would like a $32,000 check. The moral of the story is, scared money don't make money. And that's the phrase that my dad has tattooed on his arm. That is the guiding principle that helps dictate a lot of our decisions, investments, and business opportunities going forward. The idea of scared money don't make money is something that can be applied to big and small transactions. And really, if you think about it, what scared money don't make money means and what it is talking about is an abundance versus a scarcity mindset. Scarcity and scared, I mean, it's almost the exact same word. Scared money don't make money. Scarcity mindset will never lead to an abundance of wealth. So to put it another way, scared money don't make money basically means if you're scared to ever risk your money, you're scared to ever invest, and that could be invest in the stock market or invest in some other things that we're going to talk about later. But if you're scared of losing your money and you're holding on to it so tight, think about your posture. You're turned inwards. Your hands are closed. You're never able to receive future blessings. You're never able to receive abundance because you're so scared, anxious, nervous, holding on to what you do have. And of course, the argument is, well, I don't have much, so I have to hold on to it. And it's that exact mindset that oftentimes keeps people in the place of not having much. And we're not just talking about money here. I mean, this is all areas of your life. I'm not going to get too meta in this podcast, but I know it's a business podcast, but I mean, it really can apply to all areas of your life. If you're holding on to the blessings that you do have instead of letting them flow through you, then it's going to be tough for you to receive any future blessing because your hands are already full with the things you had in the past. But when you release that fear, when you move from that scarcity mindset into the abundance mindset, then you recognize that money, blessings, relationships, people, opportunities, they flow freely to you and through you. You recognize that it might be okay for you to close this door because it's going to allow you to open up a window. You recognize that it's okay for you to turn down this speaking opportunity because you know that there's going to be another one coming in the future that's going to better align with your schedule and your priorities. Scared money don't make money is something that can be applied to a lot of different areas in your life. Sure, it can apply to investments and the stock market, but let's think about it in terms of coaching and courses. You could look at it as, you know, I need to hoard my money. I need to save it all in my bank account. I need to hold on to it for dear life because this is the small amount of resources that I do have. But oftentimes, what we fail to recognize is that hiring a coach or investing in a high-level course might be the key to unlocking the door to more future success. There's a reason why LeBron James spends over $1 million per year on basically taking care of his body, nutrition, rehab, all that stuff. $1 million a year. He recognizes that if he is able to put in that much money to taking care of himself, his body is going to last longer, he's going to perform better, and he's going to end up getting a larger return on investment in the future. It's the same thing with business. Working with a business coach or joining a course or a mastermind, things like that, are oftentimes the secret keys to moving from a business that's struggling to get off the ground to six figures, to seven figures, to eight figures. It's amazing the possibilities when we move from the scarcity mindset into this abundance mindset. I can tell you from personal experience that the two best things I have ever done for my business, bar none, and I'm not just saying these are the best decisions because they were the most enjoyable, or these were the best decisions because they allowed me to create more free time, which yes, they absolutely did. Just strictly from a business perspective, from an income perspective, from a profit perspective, the two best things that ever happened to my business were investing into a course and hiring a virtual assistant. When I was able to spend the money to hire help, whether that be someone to actually be my virtual assistant and help me in all the different tasks and responsibilities that I had, or to invest in a course and put money towards business and personal development, it was amazing to see almost the overnight, the immediate transition that my business went through. When I released the scarcity, the scared mindset of, oh no, I can't invest in that course, that course is too expensive, or oh no, I can't afford to hire someone, I'm barely making it by as it is, I need to save my money, there's no way I can afford to pay someone a weekly salary right now. When I moved out of that scarcity mindset and into the abundance mindset of, I am going to pay someone to help me out because it's actually going to unlock more doors. It's going to allow me more freedom to do what I'm good at, to stay in my zone of genius. Or when I moved out of that scarcity mindset and decided, you know, it's time to invest in a course. It's time to pull the trigger. It's time to actually put money into my own personal and business development. It's amazing the results that came as a result. And I say this because this is absolutely applicable to every business and pretty much every area of your life. Scared money don't make money. Abundance will never flow to someone who has a scarcity mindset. Pretty soon, we are opening cart for the Marketing Impact Academy. The Marketing Impact Academy is our full marketing online course. It's really more than a course. Inside, there are dozens of different experts in every different topic, from YouTube advertising to Instagram to how to set up SEO, how to run your website, how to hire help. Like I was talking about a minute ago, how to hire your first virtual assistant, how to make sure that your business is secure from online identity threats and things like that. All of that and so much more. Pinterest, Facebook, and really tangibly the steps that are needed in the right order so that you can save time and actually start finding success with your business. That is all included inside the Marketing Impact Academy. And we are opening cart very, very soon. And I'm so excited because you're going to get to learn all of these specific strategies and techniques, the actual step-by-step of how we run our business, how I run my business, how my parents run their business, and how they have taught thousands of other entrepreneurs to do the same. And this isn't something that we open up all the time. It's not like registration is open year-round. We usually only open registration for the Marketing Impact Academy once a year. So I'm super excited that MIA is opening soon because it's time for that abundance to flow into your life. It's time for you to recognize that you can manage a balanced home life, put your family first. You can travel or do whatever you want to do. You can have the priorities you want and have a successful business at the same time. You don't need to hustle and grind for 18 hours a day, 6 days a week to just enjoy one day where you can kind of catch your breath, even though you're anxious that entire day, worried about the next six. In the Marketing Impact Academy, that is where you learn the systems and the structure to create financial freedom for yourself, how to set up your business and get it running successfully, and how to market it, grow it, and scale it to the next level. I am so excited that Marketing Impact Academy is opening soon because I know there's someone who's hearing my voice right now who is ready. Like you are ready. You're listening to the sound of my voice. You have heard me talking about abundance. You've heard me say scared money don't make money. You're not ready to get it tattooed on you just yet, but you're ready. You're ready to step out of the scarcity mindset and step into the abundance that you know you deserve. And as always, Happy networking.
Some people might say coffee doesn't need chocolate, but you're not some people. You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavors swirling together with cold brew, topped with velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles. That imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new caramel chocolate cold brew. It's a cold brew dream come true. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.